So let's review. The Gemara discusses Issur Chitza, the prohibition of washing. Amir Afrim Bar Papa Rav Chisda, Kol Shu Mishum Avel Kugin Tisha Bav Ava Avel Asur Be Mechamed Be Mitzayin. Whenever washing is asur because of mourning, as on Tisha B'Av or for a mourner, it is forbidden to wash in both hot and cold water. Kol Shu Mishum Tainug Kugin Tainus Tzibur Mechamed Asur Be Tzayin Mutter. If it is asur to wash in order to refrain from pleasure, as on a public fast day, only hot water is prohibited, but cold water is permitted. Ravida bar Avin supports this second halacha from our Mishnah. Since the Mishnah already stated asur b'rechitza that washing is prohibited, the additional statement v'noyle nesa marchetzais and they close the bathhouses qualifies that b'cham and asur b'tzayin mutter. Only that which is found in the bathhouses, namely hot water, is prohibited, but washing with cold water is permitted. Regarding the first halacha of Rav Chisda, that during a mourning period, even washing in cold water is asur, the Gemara later brings two versions of Rav's opinion. In the first version, Rav disagrees with Rav Chisda and says, Avel mutar lirchetz b'tzayin in kol shiva. A mourner may wash in cold water all 7 days, midi dehava bistur v'chamra, just as he can eat meat and drink wine, even though they're enjoyable. In the second version, Rav agrees with Rav Chisda and says, Avel asur b'tzayin in kol shiva. A mourner may not wash in cold water during the 7 days. The Gemara explains that he is allowed meat and wine because lefakuche pachte hudavid. He does it to relieve his anxiety. So we have machlokes here, with Rav Chisda and the second version of Rav is saying avol asur b'tzayin in kol shiva, and the first version of Rav is saying avol mutar b'tzayin in kol shiva. The Gemara cites several brises which apparently seem to support one opinion, and then reconciles them with the other opinion. The brise says, anyone who is obligated to immerse in a mikveh may do so even on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. The Gemara explains that since hot water would have gone through a vessel which would invalidate the water for use in the mikveh as Mayim She'uvim, drawn water, the Braisa must be talking about immersion in cold water. Nevertheless, Chayiv Tefilas in Inish Achrin Aloi. Only people obligated to immerse may use cold water, but others may not immerse even in cold water. Chanina Sagana Khan disagrees with the Tanakam and says, Kedaihu Beis Alikeinu La'avar Lav Tfila Pamachas Bashana. The Beis HaMikdash is deserving of us losing one immersion a year. In other words, the mourning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is more important than immersing on time. Now, if cold water were permitted, Rav Chanina would not have said that immersion is completely lost on this day. Obviously, even cold water is forbidden in times of mourning in accordance with the opinion of Al Asur B'Tzayin Kol Shiva. However, the Gemara rejects this proof and says the Braisa is talking about Ba'astra, a place where cold water is not common. However, Chamei Tveria, natural hot springs, which are not Mayim She'uvim, are available. Tanakama permits the hot springs because of the mitzvah of Tefillah, and Rav Chanina prohibits it because of the honor due to the Beis HaMikdash. However, both might agree that immersing cold water is permitted during a time of mourning in accordance with the opinion of Al Mutar B'Tzayin Kol Shiva. Regarding a tainus tzibur, the Braisa qualifies three isurim. Kisha amru asur b'malacha layamar ele b'yayim, abalayla mutter. Work is prohibited only during the day, but permitted at night. Kisha amru asur b'neila sasandal layamar ele b'yir, abbaderach mutter. Wearing shoes is prohibited only in the city, but permitted on the trip outside the city. Haketzad, yaitz l'derech noyel nechnes l'ir chaylitz. Therefore, when leaving the city, one may put on his shoes, and on his way back, when he enters the city, he must remove them. Regarding washing oneself, it is only prohibited to wash one's entire body, but it is permitted to wash one's face, hands, and feet. The Braisa adds, these distinctions apply to a mourner as well. Now, according to the opinion that Aval Asa B'Tzayin Kol Shiva, the distinction regarding Rechitza can apply to an Aval that only Kol Gufa is Asur. But according to the opinion that Aval Mutar B'Tzayin Kol Shiva, the distinction regarding Rechitza cannot apply to an Aval because he's allowed even Kol Gufa B'Tzayin. Therefore, we must say that V'chein refers only to the other two distinctions that they apply to an Aval as well. Tashema, Maisa Mesu Vandav Shal B'Yesi Ben Reb Chanina, V'Rachatz B'Tzayin Kol Shiva. When the sons of Rabbi Yossi died, he washed himself in cold water all 7 days of the mourning period. This prayer can be simply understood according to the opinion of Al Mutar B'Tzayin Kol Shiva. However, according to the opinion of Al Asur B'Tzayin Kol Shiva, we must say, B'Shotakfuhu Avolav Zacharze. This was a case of two consecutive periods of mourning in which certain leniencies may be taken, among them Rechitz B'tzainan. The Braisa says, Ein ha-begeres risho le-naval asasma b'mei aval avia. An eligible young lady may not make herself unattractive during the mourning period for her father. According to the opinion of al-Asr B'tzainan Kol Shiva, this would be referring to washing with cold water, which only a begeres is allowed this leniency, while other mourners are not allowed Rechitz B'tzainan. According to the opinion of al-Mutr B'tzainan Kol Shiva, we must say that this is referring to kichel upirkus, applying cosmetics, which only a begeres is allowed this leniency, while other mourners are not allowed to apply cosmetics. The Gemara concludes this discussion and says, V'hilchasa the halacha is as follows. Aval asr lirchitz kol gufay, be'mecham and be'mitzayna kol shiva. A mourner is not allowed to wash his entire body in hot or cold water. Avapanav yod v'raglav becham and asr b'tzayna mutter. However, he may wash his face, hands, and feet in cold water. Aval lasach afela koshu asr v'mla'abres azuma mutter. Anointing with oil is prohibited in any amount. However, if it's done to remove dirt, it's permissible. The Gemara next has a discussion about where in the Shemayna Esrei do we mention the special Aneinu prayer recited on the fast day. The conclusion of the Gemara is as we do to this very day. Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan says it as a separate bracha ben goyel l'rayfe, after the bracha goyel Yisrael, before beginning the next bracha Rafa'enu. However, Yachid, an individual, says it as part of Shemayat Tfilah, because Yachid ain't a kivei bracha l'atzmai. An individual does not add a separate bracha.